The federal government is grounding a quarter of its fleet of air tankers used to fight wildfires. That's in response to a report issued today by an independent team of aviation and firefighting experts. They scrutinized the aerial firefighting effort after three crashes this summer killed six pilots and crew. The panel concludes that the system for fighting wildfires from the air has serious safety flaws. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The panel appointed by the government noted 136 fatalities in 40 years of crashes involving firefighting aircraft. That's the statistical equivalent, the panel said, of 200 deaths a year for firefighters on the ground. And that's unacceptable, to panel member Earl McKinney, a former Air Force pilot and instructor.
There seems to be a current strategy shift from transferring some firefighting risk on the ground to aerial firefighting. In a sense, then, the government is asking contracting pilots to accept a lower level of safety than what they expose their own firefighters to.
It took three crashes this year and a severe wildfire season to get the government's attention, says Jim Hall, the panel's co-chair and the former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board.
Recent fire seasons had exposed the seams and fault lines in an aging aircraft fleet and its associated processes.
The aging aircraft are mostly surplus military cargo planes used as air tankers now. They're loaded with massive bladders filled with water or fire retardant. Some of these planes were used in World War II. They're older on average than the average firefighter, and they're performing increasingly demanding tasks, according to the panel's Bill Scott, a pilot and aviation writer.
This environment is different than what the airplanes were designed to do in their military roles. The demands on the firefighting air fleet have really changed too. So you have an aging large air tanker fleet that was designed to focus on what they call initial attack. But they've now become a standard tool for fighting large fires, which aggravates the airframe and engine degradation.
They're also not getting appropriate inspection or maintenance, and crews aren't properly trained or supervised. The panel blames that not on the private contractors who operate the planes, but on the Federal Aviation Administration, the Federal Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service, where Jerry Williams directs the Fire and Aviation Program.
We've skimped by on this program, and it's compromised safety. I think, in fact, when you look at the history of this program, it was begun in an era some 30, 40 years ago or more, when military aircraft were widely available, and we seized on that opportunity. But following this fire season, it's not safe enough.
So the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management say they'll never again use two types of air tankers in the firefighting fleet. Fire managers say they'll substitute helicopters and smaller tankers to get through the next fire season. They'll also develop a more rigorous maintenance and inspection program with the FAA, and they're reconsidering their use of military surplus planes. Again, Jerry Williams of the Forest Service.
In fact, acquiring surplus military assets may only keep us on a program that in time brings the same risks that we're confronted with today. We want to clearly signal our intent to move aggressively towards a fleet of modern, sustainable aircraft.
That means buying aircraft specifically designed for firefighting, which would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. They'll have to convince the administration and Congress to get that done. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.